Hello, everyone. My name is Brandon, and you are listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. We are on day three of our fitness article, and I have back in the studio with me Campbell and Linda. Welcome, panelists.
Thanks, Brandon.
Hey.
And Campbell, what have we really been talking about over the past couple of days?
Well, over the past couple of days, we've been talking about the Well City Milwaukee campaign that was a citywide effort in trying to improve health and wellness at various companies in Milwaukee.
All right. And Linda, what is something that you found helpful and over the past couple of days that we've discussed?
Well, it was interesting how the different companies implemented this wellness program, the different ways that they use, and they wanted to make it as practical for their employees as possible. The ways that they use in bringing fitness programs and challenges and cooking classes and things like that into the actual company, into the building, and making it very accessible for employees, so that they didn't have excuses, and so that they had this opportunity right there.
That's right. We live in such a convenient society that we want everything to be accessible, and so when that happens, in this case, they're making, you know, exercise and healthy eating options accessible. People maybe, probably, are more willing to take part.
Right. I think that is part of the problem, is because it is very convenient to eat unhealthy and to live an unhealthy lifestyle, and it does take more effort when you want to live healthier. So the fact that these companies are they're doing their parts to make it easier for their employees, I think that's great.
Okay, well, what if you don't have this? Because many companies, they don't have this, they don't offer this for their employees. What are some other things that you can do that doesn't take up too much time? We've discussed some of those things, but maybe you want to review some of that, panelist, or you have some other options, some other advice for listeners. They really want to exercise, they want to eat healthy, but they don't have this in their companies. They don't have this option. Linda, any advice?
Well, just making it like as practical as possible. Like if you just getting like outdoors. For me, we talked about, well, the title of this article is Indoor versus Outdoor, and I'm very much an outdoor person. Mm-hmm. And so if that's the case, then just getting outside, like walking, running, or if you have mountains around, go climb the mountain, just making time.
Yeah, just get out there and do something, right?
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
half the battle, or even more than half the battle, I guess, when it comes to exercise. Campbell?
Right, I think it's also just incorporating it into your lifestyle. You know, if you take public transportation, maybe getting off one stop earlier, you know, on the bus or subway, getting off one stop earlier and walking that extra, you know, that extra distance, or taking the stairs, different things like that. Also with YouTube, there are plenty of exercise videos on YouTube. You can find an exercise video and just work out along with it. Most of those workouts don't need any equipment. You can just do it in your house. So, you know, there are plenty of options out there. If your company doesn't provide these things, you can figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, and some people might think, well, I don't have an hour. You don't have to take an hour. You can take 10 minutes, as Campbell talked about. Start off small, do something. And I think when you start seeing results, that will encourage you to continue on.
Right. And the key is planning. You have to have a plan in place, or just saying, like, after work today, I'm going to exercise for this amount of time, and you do it.
So set some goals, and we are coming to the end of 2015, so it's a good time to think about that. I know we talk about that a lot at the end of the year, but, you know, just be practical about it. Start off small and set some goals.
Right, definitely. Set realistic goals. You know, we often talk about having SMART goals, so specific goals, measurable goals, accurate goals, realistic and timely.
That's right.
Goals that are that you can achieve.
Okay. Well, we are on page 20, and we're talking about indoor versus outdoor exercising. So right now, we'll have our first reading for today.
Indoor versus outdoor exercising. Which is more productive? People tend to lean heavily on the gym when it comes to exercise. The gym is just an easy concept. You go, the machines are right there, you get the workout done and you leave. But maybe that's the point and or problem. Is it better for your body, health, and fitness goals to work outdoors where terrain varies? It depends on so many factors, but the short answer is yes. Science says it is, in fact, better to exercise outdoors.
Okay, well, do you want to go to the gym or do you want to go outdoors? I think I know Linda's answer. She already shared that she likes being outdoors, and we see her a lot outdoors. So why do you prefer going outdoors to exercise?
Well, I try to make my exercise practical. So when I bike, it's to work or to, you know, where I need to go. So I don't actually have to factor in additional time to exercise. It's my transportation, and at the same time, I'm getting exercise.
Killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I guess maybe you can say that. And also, I really can't stand going to the gym. I hate
being
indoors. And also, using the machines like the Stairmaster or the treadmill. I don't know, I just see those as devices of torture.
I can understand that. Is that because you're not really moving? You're running, but you're not going anywhere?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're on a bike, you're actually going somewhere. Or if you're running, walking, you're going somewhere. But on the Stairmaster, you're moving and you're not going anywhere.
It's not natural. It's good for certain situations, of course. Campbell, how about you? Do you prefer indoor or outdoor exercise?
Well, I used to love going to the gym because it was just convenient, and I had a trainer, so that was really good, and you had a lot of different equipment that you could use. Also, you know, I really liked watching TV while I rode the bike. You know, because I don't get to watch TV that often, so it was kind of
You went to the gym to watch TV.
Yeah, that was another way to kill two birds with one stone.
Well, I know some people who go to the gym just for the showers.
Yes,
it's true. You know, the sauna and the steam room. Those are nice.
But I sometimes wonder, you know, you see people on exercise equipment and they're watching TV. It's like they're barely moving. Or I don't know. But I'm sure you didn't do that, Campbell.
I did not. I was very, very diligent.
Well, I think whether or not you want indoor or outdoor exercise depends upon your goals, your purpose for exercising. Like Campbell said, you know, if you want to go to the gym and lift weights, and there's many different machines you can use, it's practical. But if you want to enjoy nature and exercise at the same time, or maybe just clear your mind or something like that, you might want to go on a hike or a bike ride or running or something. So I think it really depends on your personality and what you want to achieve. Well, we see here in our article on page 20, people tend to lean heavily on the gym when it comes to exercise. So a lot of people are going to the gym. The gym is just an easy concept. So what do you usually do at the gym? What does it say, Campbell?
Well, you go, the machines are right there, you get the workout done, and you leave. But maybe that's the point and or the problem.
Okay, so, you know, a saying is convenient. However, I kind of disagree with this because if I want to go to the gym, I need to travel there. Mm-hmm. You know, I need to go a few subway stops down, and I find that inconvenient, even though it's not that far, really. But it's further than, like, if I just want to run, I can just go outside my apartment, and I can basically start running, you know, not too long after that.
Right. I mean, that is part of the reason why I stopped my gym membership, just because I wasn't going as often as I would like, and it did take effort to have to, you know, get my bags and my clothes, and then just have to, you know, go out there.
Sometimes the gym can be packed, too.
Yeah, and also you have to pay for gym membership.
Exactly.
Sometimes it can be really expensive.
That's true. If it's a really nice gym, it is expensive. I did that before, and I rarely used it, so it was a waste of money. It was nice when I went, you know, once or twice every 6 months.
A year.
Anyway, so we see here that it is so convenient, and so we see that maybe, you know, you go, the machines are there, you get the workout done, and you leave, but maybe that's the point, or maybe that's the problem. Why did they put it that way, Campbell?
Well, because, you know, well, maybe that is the point. That's what you want. You go, and you want to have a quick workout, and you get it done, and you leave. But maybe that's also the problem, is that you just go, and you get it done, and you leave.
Yeah, if you see exercise as something you enjoy, it's maybe you'll get more out of it. Just like if you enjoy your job or you enjoy a hobby, you'll get more out of it, right? So we learn next, is it better for your body, health, and fitness goals to work outdoors where terrain varies? Now that is the question that they are putting forth here. Before we get to the answer, let's talk about that word terrain.
And terrain is an area of land, and it considers the natural features of the land, whether like it's rocky or flat or mountainous. It's talking about the surface of the land.
So the question is it better for you to work out outdoors? Well, what's the answer, Kim?
Well, the answer is yes. I mean, it depends on many factors, but in the end, the short answer is yes. It is better to exercise outdoors.
Okay, now when we say the short answer, we're leaving out all of the details. We're trying to get straight to the point. So when we say the short answer is yes or the short answer is no, that's the main point. We're leaving out all the details. But what do we learn next after yes?
Well, according to science, it's better to exercise outdoors.
That gets a lot of people's attention. Oh, there are facts involved. Science is involved. Science says that it's better for you to exercise outdoors. And a lot of people will accept that and take that to heart. Well, if science says it, let's take a look at it. Let's look at the research in our next reading.
Delving into the research. Take running, for example. In a study that looked at runners who covered the same distance on a treadmill and outdoors, the group that ran inside expended less energy than the outside group. This is because of terrain changes and wind velocity, which you don't face in the controlled climate of a gym. Your body has to work harder, and thus you burn more calories. There is another consideration that makes exercising outside more strenuous, specifically in warmer months, temperature. In most gyms, the AC will be blasting to keep you cool and comfortable. Does it mean you're expending less energy and sweating less than you would if you were doing the same activity in the great outdoors? Yes.
We are delving into the research, and so if you're delving into something, Linda, what are you doing?
You are getting into it, and here it's defined as examining something very carefully in order to discover more information about someone or something.
Okay, so that's what we're doing here. The answer is that science says it's, in fact, better to exercise outdoors. So let's look at this research, and then give us an example with running, Campbell.
That's right. So earlier we gave you the short answer, yes, being outside is better for you, and now we're going to go into some more of the details. So take running, for example. There was a study that looked at runners who covered the same distance on a treadmill and outdoors. Now, the group that ran inside expended less energy than the outside group.
Okay, and so the ones who were running inside, they didn't use up as much energy.
And that completely makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, of course to you it does, Linda, because you love the outdoors. But why does it make sense?
Well, outside you're dealing with more factors, and they list some here. All right, there are changes in the terrain. All right, it's not always flat, like on the treadmill. I mean, I think there might be some options.
Where yeah,
set the treadmill, and it'll vary.
And as it goes up, you're closer to the TV.
Exactly.
But it's not. It's idealized, or it's not the real thing, right? But you also factor in wind velocity.
What is that?
And that's how fast the wind is blowing, or if there is any wind, how fast it's blowing.
Okay.
And so you don't get these things when you're in the controlled climate or environment of the gym.
So when you go to the gym, it's kind of a fake workout?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's saying?
I kind of see it that way. I mean, you do get a workout, but for me, it's not as, I don't know, it's just not as... It doesn't really have a point. Like you go to the gym, you're in air conditioning. You know, it's the same temperature. You don't really. I mean, you do sweat, but I don't know, I find it kind of empty.
But they're talking about running here. Now, if you want to lift weights, I think it makes sense to go to the gym.
Right.
So it depends on what you're doing, of course.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I get what they're saying. They're not saying that a gym is a bad workout, Linda.
No.
They're actually saying, you know, you can get a good workout at a gym, but you can get a better workout outside.
Right.
So maybe you need to work harder in the gym because you're not using up as much energy.
Right. And I do admit there are good things about going to the gym. Like you mentioned, weight training. Like, you definitely want to go to a gym if you want to do weight training.
Mm-hmm.
And also they offer classes. But for me personally, mm-hmm. yeah, I would much rather be outside.
Someone yeah. should create an outdoor gym.
No. You should do that.
That would be a good idea.
Just go outdoors. Anyway, well, you don't necessarily want to work out harder in the gym. Of course, you have to be careful depending on, you know, various factors. But basically what they're saying here, there is a difference between working out indoors versus outdoors. Your body has to work harder, and thus you burn more calories if you are outdoors. Well, there is another consideration that makes exercising outside more strenuous. What is that, Linda?
And that is the temperature.
Okay.
Especially during the summertime or the warmer months. And here in Asia, I've really experienced that because it's humid and the humidity really plays a factor.
Is it humid?
It is.
It's very humid. Yes, that's an understatement. Well, we see that, you know, if you go into the gym, the AC is blasting and you're nice and cool, which is wonderful, right? Sometimes I'm frustrated if I go into the gym and it's not cool enough. I'm like, you know, I'm working out here. I want some AC. So, but it is blasting in many cases. And so the question here is, does that mean you're expending less energy and sweating less than if you were outdoors doing that same activity? And of course, the answer once again is
yes.
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 And that's kind of common sense, right, Linda?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because if you have to work harder, of course, you're going to use more energy. Like if the temperature is hotter, you're going to sweat more. And I definitely do a lot of that here in Asia. I literally drip with sweat.
Yeah, but if it's a hot summer day, I'm sorry, I don't want to go outside and exercise. I'd rather go with the AC. At least I'm still exercising.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when you are in the heat, I mean, that's why they have the classes like hot yoga, where they make the room really hot. You know, there's something about being in the heat that increases your metabolism, gets your body working a bit harder, you burn more calories and get a better
sure,
exercise.
Sure, that's true. But if it were me in the summertime, I would stay indoors on the couch if I had to go outside, if that was the only option. So, well, at least that gives you kind of some idea of why it's better to work out outdoors. But we have some more information to talk about here. So let's go ahead and have our last reading for today.
Additionally, a systematic study on the effects of physical activity outside in a natural environment versus indoors showed that among people doing the same activity, the outdoor exercisers showed greater feelings of revitalization and positive engagement, decreases in tension, confusion, anger, and depression, and increased energy afterward. All that said, working outside has its limitations, from inclement weather to safety concerns. It's not always an option. The bottom line? Switch up your workout and get outside as much as you can. But don't sweat it, pun intended. If the gym is a more practical choice for you, doing any workout is amazing for your body and health.
All right, so we continue on. It talks about a systematic study on the effects of physical activity. Now, when we think of something being systematic, what does that mean, Linda?
Well, we see the word system in there. So it's something that has steps or there is a process to it.
All right, so maybe if they're doing a study, they don't just look at one thing or they don't just, you know, get the results from, you know, a couple of people. There's a lot involved. Okay, so they have the systematic study on the effects of physical activity outside in the natural environment versus indoors. And what did it show, Campbell?
Well, it showed that among people doing the same activity, again, they're doing the same activity, the outdoor exercises showed greater feelings of revitalization and positive engagement, decreases in tension, confusion, anger, and depression, and increased energy afterward.
Okay, wait, so if you go to the gym and you work out, if you go and you're confused, when you leave, you're still confused? Is
yeah,
that what this means?
I guess.
Well, what does it mean, Linda? Greater feelings of revitalization. Let's start there.
Well, you feel revitalized. I mean, it's not saying that you can't get that from going to the gym, but you get a greater feeling of being revitalized. And I think that's what I sort of meant when I said that there's no point in me going to the gym or working out at the gym because it's not as satisfying as it would be.
For you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean
outdoors.
You don't get anything out
of
it or that other people don't get something out of it.
Exactly. Right. It's not that it's pointless, but for me, I get much more out of working out outdoors than indoors.
The key word here, I think, is greater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Greater feelings of revitalization and also positive engagement. I guess if you're outdoors, you're in nature, you know, you might engage other people and that sort of thing. That's great. But also you're out there in nature and
right.
that will make you feel better.
Yeah, it's not such a harsh and sterile environment. When you're out in nature, you can get some fresh air and you can feel more connected with nature.
Right. You can commune with nature.
Right.
And motivation, you know, is a big factor for me in exercising. And so I need to feel that I've reached a goal.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm on a Stairmaster, I haven't been on one of those I can't even remember the last time. Maybe since I went to college. But when I was using it, like I could just quit at any moment. Like, oh, it's too much. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to do this anymore and just like jump off the machine. But if I'm climbing up a mountain, I want to get to the top of that mountain. I'm not going to stop, even though I'm tired and it's hard.
That's a good point.
I'll still, you know, keep going to get to that point.
So that's the idea of positive engagement, not necessarily the people, because I guess you would see more people in the gym, which could be a negative engagement, I guess, if you don't want to be around a lot of people. Anyways, moving on, we see decreases in tension, confusion, and anger. Now, I can kind of relate to this. If, you know, you've had a long day and you just want to get outside, you know, and run or walk or do something, and if it's a beautiful day, you can look at nature. You know, I like to go by the river, for example, and just it's just beautiful, and it gets you outside of that, you know, mindset that you've been in all day. And so that will help, hopefully, to relieve some of that tension and anger and so forth.
That's right. So being outside is having a more positive effect on these exercisers.
Yeah, and even increased energy, of course, if you go out and exercise, you have the hope that you will have more energy. And if you go to the gym, you'll have more energy as well, I think, though. Anyway, all that said, working outside has its limitations, okay? What is a limitation, Linda?
A limitation is something that limits you or keeps you back from doing something.
Okay, and they give a good example here. Inclement weather, that's kind of a fancy word for bad weather, right? Inclement, you think of maybe snow or something like that keeps you from going outdoors.
Right, rain, wind.
Yeah, all right, it's a really windy day, so that may cause you to go to the gym, Campbell.
That's right. So, there's also safety concerns, like if you're running on the street, you know, it's not always the safest place to be running, especially if it's a high traffic area. It can be dangerous.
All right, so we have the bottom line here. What's the main point? What should you really do? You should switch things up, Linda.
Right, alternate. When you can go outside, if the weather is good, go outside. But if it's not, then you can go to the gym. Or you don't have to go to the gym. You can just work out indoors.
All right, but don't worry about it too much. It says don't sweat it, and then we have that word pun there, pun intended. I like puns. They're fun. Puns are fun. What is a pun, Kimball?
Well, a pun is a humorous use of a word or phrase which has several meanings or which sounds like another word. So here we're using the phrasal verb sweat it. When you tell someone don't sweat it, and you're just like, don't worry about it, you know, take it easy. But then, of course, you know, sweat also refers to the water that drips from your body when you exercise. So there's double meaning here, and it's fun.
It is fun, but it does make English a bit more difficult, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some time to get used to, or challenging,
right.
But they're fun.
Right.
Well, anyway, so, you know, go outside, work out when you can, but if it's bad weather, go ahead and go to the gym, of course. It's a more practical choice, as it says here. Well, it says doing any workout is amazing for your body and health. And that is an obvious statement, of course, but
right.
It's just a good reminder to get out there, work out, and have fun doing it. Well, we've been talking about investing in your health over the past few days, and we hope that this kind of gives you some ideas, maybe even sparks more interest in working out. And I think we all here are in agreement and just encouraging everyone just to start off small and have fun. Choose something that you enjoy doing, and maybe find someone to go with you, and that will help you go a long ways. Well,
that's
we thank
right.
you for joining us for our fitness article this month, and we hope you come up with some plans or goals for next year or even for the remainder of this year, because mm-hmm. it's only December 9th, so you can start today even.
That's
right.
And make sure you check out our QR codes scattered about this article. You can see the introduction, the insight, and our feature. Also, we'd love to hear from you. Write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com or visit our Facebook page and let us know what you think about these articles and what you're doing to get healthy.
All right. Well, we are out of time for today. We hope you will join us again next time. Until then, this is Brandon.
Campbell.
Linda.
Saying goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.